I'm Doug Nadvornik. Today on the Inland Journal podcast, we continue our discussions about homelessness. Last week, my colleague Steve Jackson hosted a two-hour forum about homelessness in Spokane, and this week we're airing the program on the radio and posting it on our website. Tonight at 7 on both KPBX and KSFC, you can hear the first hour as Steve quizzes a panel of guests about homeless services and a lack of affordable housing. In the 6 p.m. hour preceding that program, we'll welcome to our studio Spokane Mayor David Condon and Marty McKinney from the Truth Ministries Shelter for Men in East Spokane. We'll invite your calls as well. That's 6 p.m. Tuesday for the live discussion and call-in, followed at 7 by Hour 1 of our Homelessness Forum on both KPBX and KSSC. In this podcast, we meet with one of the 1,000 or so homeless people who at the moment live in the Spokane area. Jeff Kaiser came to Spokane about 4 months ago from Northern California. Last week, he attended our forum and told one of our staff members some of his own story about living out of a backpack here. He offered a couple of ideas for how local authorities might improve living conditions for homeless people, including creating more secure storage space where people can lock up their belongings so they don't always have to haul them along. Kaiser agreed to meet with us for an interview a couple of mornings later at the downtown Spokane Library to talk about his experience, about finding work and places to sleep and eat. He's in his late 40s. He's been working off and on in Spokane. One complication is that he has a 1994 conviction for second-degree sexual abuse in Oregon. Because of that, he's a registered sex offender. Here's part of our conversation with Jeff Kaiser.
My name is Jeff Kaiser. I effectively grew up in a machine shop, and I've worked on heavy equipment. If I wasn't working on it, I was operating out in the field. I'm basically a mechanic because just about every vehicle I ever had, I had to get running before I could drive it. Oddly enough, through all this, I'm a computer technician by trade. I've been working with computers for at least 25 years. You know, getting things done, I've always basically worked for everything that I have.
And how did you come to Spokane?
Well, I came to Spokane for my friend Terry, who wanted me to come up here because he didn't know anybody other than the people that he was staying with, and he was not having much, and I think it's more his issues than anything else, he wasn't getting along with them. And I don't think that he wasn't getting along with him. I think his anxiety and whatnot really were letting things get into his head that shouldn't have been there in the first place.
So you came here for Terry.
I came here for Terry.
And what were your expectations for moving here?
Actually, I wasn't expecting to stay here. What I was expecting to do is, because I know, I did some research, there's things like People Ready, there's Command Center, there's other points. I was expecting that I could get enough work to make the funding to take both of us wherever he wanted to go. You know, so if he wanted to go back down to California, I'd have to come up with about $400, which I can do in a week or two's worth of work. In fact, still have extra funding for food or, you know, some of the creature comforts we all like. Sort of hard to do when you don't have anything. Or getting work through something like that you still have no transportation for because it's a lot farther away. Anyway, Terry was my main drive to come up here because I know him now, I care about him, and I knew that he wanted to leave where he was. Well, he's since been back there, has come back up here, and then has gone back. And the second time when he came back up here, I told him, just stick with me. It'll get warmer. I'll get work around here. I will get things done. I'm a man of my word. I'm not one who's going to twiddle his thumbs and do nothing. Finding work I can do, but it's just getting to it is the pain. There's a whole bunch of things involved in just a day-to-day basis. And being without a home here doesn't help. And some of the places I was effectively kicked out of the Union Gospel Mission due to somebody's false complaint, you know. And without saying what it was irritating because I know, and anybody else who knows me knows it's false. And I'm trying to keep myself on an even keel with that.
So you came here from Northern California?
Yeah.
What was your living situation there? Did you have work? Did you have a place to live?
Me being a computer technician, anytime somebody calls me, they need help with something. Or even if it's not that, they have something else that needs to be done. I get a call, I go to work, and there's transportation all over there. I can get things done, and I can take care of myself. There were several different places I could stay, but I was staying with a friend at the time.
So you've come to Spokane, and you've looked for work. Yes. What's that been like?
I've gotten some work through PeopleReady. This was in January, I do believe. And
so it's a temp agency?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it was originally known as LaborReady. I think everybody knows that name, but they've changed it to PeopleReady. I've had a few days work through them, but then everything else that has shown up before my phone was stolen, I have to have the application that they use to get people who are applied there to work, to get on the work. Well, throughout that time, I've been without because I have had no way to get down. Going down to the office won't help because they're all doing it electronically now. Command Center, on the other hand, is different, but that's I'd have to walk there from wherever that I'm staying just to either potentially get work or more probably not. It's a hit or miss situation with either one. More a miss situation if you don't have the electronic device, you know, like an Android or an iPhone with the application that shows you what work you want. Do you want to take that?
So you've had some work. Where have you been able to stay since you've been here?
Well, like I said, I stayed with a friend up near the airport. They call it Airway Heights, I think. Anyway, but that was temporary. The House of Charity, the first two nights I was here. Then it was the Union Gospel Mission. And then I was kicked out of there due to a false complaint. And it's been, it was after that I was up in Airway Heights. Then some individuals that allowed me to stay with them from time to time. And this was before the weather was bad enough to really be a problem. However, there were a few nights and it was snowing. It was good to be out of it. But then during that time, there have also been what they call the warming shelters. And the warming shelters, the ones that I've been to are the Salvation Army. I've only been to that one two times. The other one that I've stayed at was at the Salem Lutheran Church on Broadway. That was nice until I started hearing complaints and getting threats from people with false information or saying things that they call the truth. But anybody wants the truth, they can come talk to me. I'll give them the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
So what's it like navigating? If you can't find work in the morning, figuring out what you're going to do for the rest of the day, thinking about how you're going to get fed, where you're going to spend the night tonight, tell me about how you navigate that life.
Well, I know of the resources food-wise around here sometimes. Like today, I doubt that I'm going to get any lunch, but that's...
It's because I'm keeping you here.
That's all right. I'll survive. I always do. And I keep saying that. You know, it's called keeping a positive outlook, even in the roughest points. Maybe I'm different than most in doing so, but you know what? It's never done me wrong. And throughout the day, I can sit in Starbucks. That's the neat thing about Starbucks. They're open, whether you're a customer or not. They're pretty good about letting you sit and warm up at least there, you know, or charge your phone if you have one, things like that. Myself, I prefer to go in there and because I love coffee, you know, and that's why having a food stamp thing is good, because that way I can get instant coffee, and there's stores around where I can get hot water and make coffee. And of course, there's also ways with that I can get food, and I'm not have to worry about where I'm going to have lunch or where I'm going to have dinner. That was a nice thing about being at the mission. At least you had breakfast for their lunch and dinner for the ones who are residents there for the time being, and those who aren't that could come in and do so. But since I've been kicked out for 90 days, I can't go in there at all due to this false complaint. It's judgmentalism at its worst. I'd like to have food there. They actually have some very good food. But I know the place like the City Gate, I know the House of Charity has lunch. There are other places, I'm just not sure of their schedules. Just getting, you know, knowing exactly when and getting around can be a pain in of itself. You know, especially when you've got to walk everywhere and you're carrying a pack on your back. Fortunately, I'm smart enough to, my friend is still helping me and holding my stuff for me, the stuff that I don't need to carry around all the time. But when you're carrying weight and it's warming up, you got a jacket and you got all these things, and the weather's gonna get nice, so I'm gonna have to thin things out. It can be interesting, to say the least.
So you came here for Terry.
Yeah.
How long are you gonna stay?
Well, now that the weather's picking up, I'll probably get a bit of work together. It was yesterday, oddly enough, through a friend of mine in Eureka, California. He called me up and handed the phone over to Terry. Terry wants to get out of Eureka because there's nothing there for him. Well,
Terry's back in Eureka right now, yes. And you're here.
Yes. This is his second time of coming up here, going back. Then he's come up here and gone back. When he come up here the second time, it was by listening to me and using the resources how I had put it together for it to be done. He doesn't want to be in Eureka, and I told him, this is how it's going to be. I'll pull together everything necessary and go down to Reno, where I know that I'll have work within a week, easily. And if you want to work, I'll make sure you get it also within a week, easily. And if he doesn't want to work, still, I'll support him. I care about him. He's like my little brother, you know. It's just, throughout all this, I've been trying to figure out how I'm going to be able to hold everything together just to move along.
We're talking with Jeff Kaiser, who is among the homeless population in Spokane.
One of the things that's happened to me two different times in this city has never happened anywhere else. It's my phone had been stolen from me, and then my backpack. It's the principle of the matter. The material in it can be replaced. The phone, irritating because that was my communication device. The backpack, I can always come together with something that will work for that. As it stands, I already have another one. There's many resources out there. There are places, like at the shelter, the Salem Lutheran Army Shelter, there are people there that come between 8:30 and 9 o'clock and serve food. They also bring clothing, and in the cold time they were bringing the little hand warmers and whatnot. They brought beanies, as they're called, head warming covers, jackets, shirts, various sundry other things, socks, whatnot. They even had the ones called the toe warmers that you put in an adhesive that you stick it to your sock and you put it in your shoe and keep your feet warm while you're walking on the ice.
So Jeff, where would you like to be? If you had your druthers, where would you be living?
This time, when I pull things together here, I'm going to go down to Reno for the simple fact that I have resources there. I know where they are. I know who I can talk to. It's not as difficult to find work there. In fact, it's only difficult if you make it so.
Jeff Kaiser came to Spokane from Eureka, Northern California, Humboldt County. He saw something there he thinks might work as a transition for homeless people in Spokane.
One of the things that that they do in Humboldt County is, if you've ever seen one of those tough shed sheds, it's things similar to that, made to look like little houses. You can lock the door, you have a place that is your own to stay in until you get things together. You know, there's bound to be a piece of land around here you can put 20 or 30 or 50 of those things on. And it puts people who are trying to get forward and move forward in this world to pull themselves together, a place to where they can. That's one thing with me. If I had a place where I know was close by that I could lock my stuff up, and know nobody's going to get into it. I would be able to do a whole heck of a lot more, quickly, because I'd have less weight on my back on me. Same kind of thing with housing. If you have a place, you don't have to worry about, okay, what am I going to do for food? What am I going to do for house? Where am I going to stay tonight? That, in and of itself, is the biggest problem of it all. And it's, unfortunately, there are some that think, what am I going to do for my next drug? What am I going to do? How am I going to get my next bottle of booze? How am I going to do this? I mean, that is another problem of it all. But you know, there need to be resources pulled together that will help with that, just like any other place. It would work well if it happened.
Jeff Kaiser has lived in Spokane for about 4 months. He doesn't have a permanent address. We thank him for talking with us. A reminder, tonight at 6, we'll talk live in the studio about homelessness with Spokane Mayor David Condon and with Marty McKinney from Truth Ministries on East Sprague. Then at 7, you can hear the first hour of our homelessness forum from last week, hosted by Steve Jackson. To find and subscribe to the Inland Journal podcast, search for Inland Journal in iTunes, on NPR One, or Google Play, or find it on the Inland Journal page at SpokanePublicRadio.org. You can tell us what you think of the program by sending comments to InlandJournal@kpbx.org or call our listener comment line at 509-232-6904. Thank you for listening. I'm Doug Nadvornik.